This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, a women's advocate reports a surge in domestic abuse as 16 days of activism against gender violence begins. Unity Workers Union demands government compensation for fisher folk. Barbadians urge to show greater support for the vulnerable at the National Thanksgiving Service. A human rights group reports over 100 Haitian gang members killed in police confrontation, and richer nations pledge more climate funding as COP29 ends, but developing countries criticize the deal. Those stories coming up. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning. Chair and founder of the SAVE Foundation, Liesl Daisley, is concerned about the alarming rise in domestic abuse cases in Barbados, stressing the number of women affected has risen sharply. Her comments came as the world marks 16 days of activism against gender-based violence from today to December 10th. The 16 Days of Activism campaign aims to establish zero tolerance for violence against women and girls worldwide, bringing urgent attention to the ongoing crisis. Ms. Daisley wants women who are victims of domestic abuse to seek help.
So before we were seeing 3 in every 5 women being victims of domestic abuse. However, that number has increased to 4 in every 5 women being victims of domestic abuse. So the number has definitely increased, and the Commissioner of Police has also confirmed that their statistics on his end also confirmed that the numbers have gone up. At SAVE Foundation, we are continuing to offer women legal advice, free counseling. We take them through the process so they can apply for protection orders so that they can be safe. And we really want to encourage people to look out for each other. If you know someone who is a victim, please encourage them to seek help.
She's also urging men to come forward and seek help, as there have been some reports of abuse, despite many men being reluctant to report their experiences.
Unfortunately, the men do not really come forward and report their abuse. That's not to say that from time to time we do not get calls from men asking for help, but it is not in large quantities. A lot of the times men are either afraid or embarrassed or ashamed to come forward and get help, but there's really no shame in it. We don't discriminate. If you're a man, if you're a woman, the SAVE Foundation will help you and get you through the process so that you can get help, so you know what your rights are. So we encourage men to reach out and get help.
Chair and founder of the SAVE Foundation, Liesl Daisley. Local egg producers have taken a decision to import eggs for the Christmas period to avoid a possible shortage. Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Agricultural Society, James Paul, confirmed the decision, noting that farmers are experiencing production challenges. A statement from a large-scale egg producer, which made rounds on social media, notified customers that there will be a price increase for imported eggs beginning today due to a local shortage. Mr. Paul explained that the decision to import eggs arose as farmers sought to increase stock for Christmas, but recognized that they would have fallen short.
We had a situation where we observed that clearly production was not meeting demand in some instances, and to err on the side of caution, a decision was taken to make an application to import eggs for Christmas, largely because of the fact that we know going into Christmas, a particular stock inventory is built up in order to make sure that we can handle the Christmas demand. That stock inventory was not being built up at the pace that it was expected, and it was decided that in order to ensure that there's an adequate stock of eggs to meet the Christmas demand, to import eggs. After consulting with producers, there was a meeting at the Ministry of Agriculture.
He added that the measure will be taken until the end of the holidays, with plans in place to increase production in the new year.
Of course, after the holidays have ended, we would expect that things to turn back to normal. And one of the things that we will be doing is that we will be encouraging increased placement of layer chicks, so that you will see in a matter of 6 months or so an increase in the number of eggs being supplied to the market by local producers.
CEO of the Barbados Agricultural Society, James Paul. General Secretary of the Unity Workers Union, Caswell Franklin, is calling on government to urgently address outstanding compensation for fisher folk who have complied with all requirements to receive promised financial assistance. Mr. Franklin told Starcom Network News that 68 fisher folk have met the stipulated criteria for the compensation but have yet to receive payment despite assurances. He also disputed recent claims that the fisher folk are not registered for TAMIS, stressing the claims are untrue.
Today I have a list of 68 persons who so far have not received a cent from the government. These people have met all the requirements and they have jumped through every hoop that the government has placed for them, and yet still they have not received anything. This is now 3 months. Recently in the media I've seen reports and heard reports that these people are not registered for TAMIS. That is absolutely untrue. They have TAMIS numbers for these people, and my understanding is that they could only register to get the assistance from government if they had TAMIS numbers. I don't know where that information came from, but it is untrue, and it seeks to cast the fisher folk in a very poor light, because a lot of people are saying that these people weren't registered for taxes, they're paying the taxes, so they won't get them. I mean, no, this is not true.
He said he plans to write the minister in hopes of getting the matter resolved.
I would want them to get the same level of respect and compensation that people that are similarly placed have received. What I will do as the first is to write the minister, pointing out the errors, and saying to him that we need to get the compensation. And hopefully this matter can be resolved without any further action on the part of the fisher folk.
General Secretary of the Unity Workers Union, Caswell Franklin. Barbadians are being encouraged to return to fundamental biblical principles and extend greater support to the island's most vulnerable. This comes as the country celebrates its 58th year of independence. The call came from Anglican Bishop of Barbados, Reverend Michael Maxwell, who delivered the sermon at the National Thanksgiving Service at the Wilde Gymnasium yesterday. Bishop Maxwell emphasized that addressing the need of the most vulnerable requires a collective effort, not just the work of government alone.
The cries are out there in terms of how the elderly, the homeless, the disabled community are being treated, and cries against the level of discrimination in our workplaces. These cries, my friends, are not just to be heard and responded to by the government, but by all of us. All of us who may fit into the category of the nobles and officials in our society today. Working together in social partnership. Social partnership and showing greater concern by not just talk shops, but taking the necessary steps to better the lives of those who are suffering.
He urged citizens to return to the basics of unity and togetherness. In Haiti, the National Human Rights Defense Network says more than 100 gang members have been killed in a 3-day period as armed gangs have stepped up attacks and attempted to invade one of the capital's upscale neighborhoods. The Haitian National Police said it is maintaining its security operations at the private guarded community where gang members are seeking to attack. Director of the human rights group, Pierre Esperance, said that in a number of cases, the police have fatally wounded the armed individuals, with members of the public setting fire to the bodies. He said that in other cases, it is the residents themselves who have killed the bandits to protect themselves. And richer countries have promised to raise their funding to help poorer countries fight climate change to a record $300 billion a year, but the deal has come under criticism from the developing world. The talks at the UN Climate Summit COP29 in Azerbaijan ran 33 hours late and came within inches of collapse. The agreement falls well short of the 1.3 trillion developing countries were pushing for. The African group of negotiators described the final pledge as too little too late, while the representative from India dismissed the money as a paltry sum. But after 2 weeks of bitter negotiations, poorer nations did not stand in the way of the deal. The promise of more money is a recognition that developing nations bear a disproportionate burden of the climate change, but also have historically contributed the least to climate change. The head of the UN climate body, Simon Steele, conceded that the agreement was far from perfect. Recapping the headlines. A women's advocate reports a surge in domestic abuse as 16 days of activism against gender violence begins. Unity Workers Union demands government's compensation for fisher folk. Barbadians urge to show greater support for the vulnerable at the National Thanksgiving Service. A human rights group reports over 100 Haitian gang members killed in a police confrontation. And richer nations pledge more climate funding as COP29 ends, but developing countries criticize the deal. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.